Shalom Aleichem from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. I really miss everyone. It's very hard. I'm the lucky one. I get to be here in Eretz Yisrael, Arzeinu Achdosha. But I miss everyone very, very much. And we only realize how much we need each other at times like this, when we don't have the opportunity to be together. I will admit, the first, week or so of being home alone was kind of exciting. Even the davening alone is that like a Rebbe davening. It's an opportunity, but now we have to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all of us should get back together. And I'm jealous of you because you are getting back together. You are going to be able to get together as a yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva never leaves his Talmidim. Nothing stops him. He's always thinking out of the box. And Baruch Hashem, Adaras HaTorah travels internationally. But the sugya that we're talking about, and it's the same sugya that I discussed last week and the same sugya that I discussed before, because I feel it's in Yoni D'Yoma, is really holding on to the Torah. In Jewish history, some of the great works were written during times of tremendous turmoil. The Rambam wrote the Perish Mishnayos as he was running, as a fugitive, running around. Rav Yisr Zalman Meltzer wrote his Perish during a war. The Achi Ezer wrote his work, his masterpiece, the Achi Ezer, during a world war. Klal Yisrael Steigs during times when things are difficult. Torah grows when there is friction. Torah shalamadati ba'af. And we have to be focused on making our Torah stronger and better. To tell you the truth, when I first was alone for so much time, I was learning a lot of Agadita, especially because that's my profession. Everyone needs to make a living. So as a mashkiach, I need to be up on all the midrashim and all these different halakim of Torah that other people don't have the opportunity to spend as much time on. And I was learning it and learning it and learning it, and I realized that I'm not learning hard enough. I'm running away from my Gemara. It's very nice, Stark. You want to learn a little bit of Agadita. But if you're learning it all day, it's because you're not willing to work on the Gemara. And it hit me very hard when I thought about this. How could I be learning all day and still not grabbing onto the Torah? Because I'm taking it easy. I'm taking it easy. And Baruch Hashem, I changed my schedule around. Now I'm learning so much Gemara, I barely have time for anything else. And I feel gevaldik. I feel connected. In fact, in yeshiva, I didn't realize this, but we have a Seder. I have my morning Seder. It starts usually at 9:30, but I learn with my chavrusa from 10 to 1. And now at home, when I'm in my little clubhouse where we are right now, nobody bothers me, which means I'm able to learn 3 hours uninterrupted. And I must tell you, it's hard. I didn't realize. Usually Rabbi Glazer comes over and says, Chaim Do, we have to speak about something. Abakar says, Rebbe, I could use a little chizuk. And I get interrupted and I don't even realize. It makes it so much lighter, the learning. And I appreciate being in yeshiva, but it's good to schwitz a little bit. I have nowhere to run, nowhere to talk to. It's just me, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, and Rashi, and Ravina Ravashi, Rava Abaye. Nowhere to go, nowhere to run. Waiting for someone to pop through the window going, Rabbi, I need a little chizuk in the middle of morning Seder. So we have to steig. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. Torah is an Eitz Chaim to those who hold on tight to the Torah. And I want to tell you that this pasuk has been on my mind a lot. And I love that because you get to chew on the pasuk. Think about it more. It's a pasuk in Mishlei Par Gimel, pasuk Yud Ches. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba v'taymcha ha'me'ushar. There have also been a lot of songs with this pasuk. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. What does this mean? What does it mean to be a machzik in the Torah? Listen to a beautiful, gorgeous malbim. which could get rid of a magefa. Such a Malbim could get rid of a magefa. The Malbim says, there are people who things come easy to them in Torah. And thinking about things, they're intellectuals. So they don't have to struggle with Torah. It just stems. They're intellectual beings. They're people who thrive on thought process and analytical thinking. This is what they are. And then there are people who it's difficult for them to use their minds. It's a little bit foreign to them. Says the Malbim, Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. He says the Lashon Machzik is when you force something on. Machzik. You use incredible strength. He says Machzik is going on the people who it's hard for them to think and learning. They don't feel like they can relate as much to being so intellectual and focusing so much on this Svara and that Svara and what about this way and what about that way. Rashba, Ritva, Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Chaim. Ah! It's not them. Says the Malbim, Eitz Chaim hi, someone who's machzik ba, bal karcho, he forces himself. Kilu achachma tirtzali bard mimenu, ki tiva misnamidla. It's almost like wisdom tries to run away from this guy. He's so removed, but he pushes himself and pushes himself. And he doesn't let go. He conquers his Yetzirah. He's going to experience an Eitz Chaim. He's going to feel alive. He's going to feel accomplished. He's going to feel connected. V'tomcheha. Who are the Tomcheha? The Tomcheha. I'm part of the team. It's so easy for them. They're already loving the learning so much. They're v'tomcheha. They're tomich. Tomich is a gentle lashon. Tomich, I'm part of things. I'm involved. Yeah, it's easy for me. I love it. I'm always there on time for morning Seder, and I'm always excited this way, that way. Says the Malbim, Tomcha Me'ushar. The Tomcha are Me'ushar. They have the Osher. They'll still have an Osher. But the first group, Eitz Chaim Ilamachazikim Ba. These are people who have an Eitz Chaim. They're struggling in Torah. That's what it means to be a Machzik Ba. That's what means to be a machzik ba. A tomech Torah, someone who's involved in lo milchama pnimis. He doesn't have any type of milchama pnimis. Says the Malbim Ayolal datenu shein lo schar. We would think that the tomcha shouldn't get schar. Why? They're intellectual beings. It's easy for them. No. Don't worry. They're also meushar. They also get schar. But you see what this is. Who are the people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about, who are the big warriors, the machzikim, the ones who force themselves in. And sometimes I see that. I see somebody in yeshiva, you take one look at this guy, you go, he is not a learner. This guy, it just looks funny for him to even open up a book. I mean, he looks like he should have a surfboard or something, or a snowboard, right? Or like a big club. Ooh, you know, he is not a learner. And all of a sudden, he emerges. He becomes a gavra in the sugyas. He's trying, he's pushing. And the seichel and noishi that he has becomes the seichel nivdol. That's davuk takarish baruch hu. That's what we need. That's the type of learning we need. We can't be like Stark who learns agadita all day for a couple weeks. Come on! Of course we need agadita, but we need the fleishichs of working on that sugya and pushing yourself. And it's in the Ramchal. L'maisa, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem says something amazing. He writes in Chilek Dalet of Derech Hashem, what's called the Perek Sheni of Talmud Torah. He says, "Bichlal ashpos hanishpos mimenu yisbarach l'tzarech b'riyosa." Among all of the hashpa that Bari Olam brings from Shemayim, yesh hashpa achas elyona mikol hashpos. There's something that's bigger than everything. She'inyanu yoser yakur ma'ula mikol ma'ashev shushim matzmin imsayim. It's not even possible for a created thing to be so precious. This is like on the border of creation. It's so holy that it's barely a creation. This is the best thing that could have been created. So under Hashem Yisbarach, Kilu, directly under it, there's this Hashba. Me'ein Metzius Amiti Shelo Yisbarach. If we could say such a thing, it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For us, it's identifying with Hashem himself. It seems to have his Mila. Hashem gave over his covenant, Yakar. To where? Kosher Abor Yisbarach Shemo Hashbasa Azois. He put this Ashba in an Inyan Nivra, in a created entity. What is that? Hu HaTorah. Torah is like having access to Hashem. And not just because the information inside the Torah is Hashem's wisdom. Hashem actually made this creation called Torah that as you're learning it, you are connected to Hashem. You are Davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Torah is. Like the Zohar says, Eraisa, Kutshabrichu, Yisrael, Chadhu, Klal Yisrael. The Torah and Hashem are one. How are we one? When we learn Torah of Hashem, it's us, the Torah, and Hashem. One! And how do we get this Hashba? Says the Ramchal a little bit later. He says, the more you think about the Torah, the more your brain gets in, the more Kedusha comes upon you. If somebody thinks a little bit, a nice smooth bikis, so he gets a smooth hashba. If he thinks about a diuk in a Rashi during bikis Seder, all of a sudden a bigger hashba. If he thinks about a Rashi for a half hour, a bigger hashba. If he spends a morning Seder on that Rashi, a gigantic hashba. More and more and more and more, all as much as we're machzik ba. That's how much chayim it brings, is as much we are machzik ba, how much we put ourselves in it. Chayim, it's life. And there's a Gemara in Erevin, a fascinating Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin on Nun Dalet says the following. Listen to this gorgeous Gemara, Rabosai. Gorgeous Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Leh Shmuel and Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Psach Pumech. Open your mouth when you learn. Don't just think in learning, but speak in learning. Why? Ki hechi detarecha chayin, so your Torah should be alive. Shenemar, ki chayim heim lemaitseyim. It's life to those who bring it out. What does it mean to bring it out? Those who bring the Torah out from their mouth, it's a life for them. What does this mean? What does it matter? You're sitting in front of a sefer and you're not saying it, so it's not a life for you. But if you're saying the Torah, it's better. If you're saying the Torah, it's better. Why is it better? We all know, right? You start Seder with your chavrus, you're like, you read. I read yesterday. Go on. There's no life! We're not alive! Chayim heim lemoitseyim means I'm in it. I'm the reader. We know it's so different when we articulate it. When we put in our whole ramach evarim and shesa gidim. I'm going to be the one who's reading. I'm not going to be a passive learner. I'm going to say out the sugya. You know, people sit there without notes like, yeah, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Chaim, I'm going to remember all this. Yeah, right. Say it over 2 minutes later, you don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm going to remember it. Yeah, for sure. Right? I do this. I make this ridiculous mistake still. I want you to know I'm much older than you. And every time I go to a share, I'm going to remember it. No, I don't. My mind ain't what it used to be. Right? And even then, it wasn't that sharp. So what's pshat? Chaim heim lemotzeim. We have to speak out the learning. Says the Maral in Nesiva Torah, that what's the essence of a person? It's his mouth. Ruach memalala, right? Like the Targum says, by an Adam is defined as his power of speech. That's what an Adam is. Chayim heim lemotzeim. And he says, when someone speaks in Torah, then he's becoming identifying with that Torah. That's how we identify with something, is by speaking it out, by being a leader in it, by putting ourselves in. And Torah be'etzem is the only way to be alive. Something really wild about Torah. And I'm not being mezalzel in mitzvahs, chas v'shalom. We have to keep all of the mitzvahs. But we see something very difficult. The Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin, Amar le Rav le Rebbe Chiya, Nashim b'may zachyan. How do women get olam haba? How do women get olam haba? Interesting question. I'm not sure what the problem is. A lot of halakha women out there, a lot better than I am. What's the kasha? B'may zachyan. How are they zochet olam haba? Be'akruyei b'nayu le'bei kenishta. They get their kids up for cheder, which is no easy task, trust me. It's not an easy task. They get their kids up. And they wait for their husbands to come back from the Beis Medrash, and Rashi says they encourage them to even leave the city to learn Torah. This is the schus of how they're zoichet olam haba. Can I ask you a question? A woman who's sitting with her tzenerana, zogging to hill and bechias nairos, mamish, making food for the poor, a soup kitchen, a gemach for clothes, running a big organization for special needs. B'mai zachan. What, we have to run to the fact that she wakes her son up for cheder, that she waits for her husband to come home. That's how she's zochet olam haba. After all that work, after opening that organization, she was on the cover. Well, she can't be on the cover of Mishpacha or even Family First, but she's talked about on the cover of Family First. And that's her olam haba, that she wakes her son up. The answer is, Rabosai, we don't understand what Torah is needed for. If you want life, mitzvos, kibalti me Rabosai, all the mitzvos that we do are just to make us kaddish enough to be makabel the Torah. Even the mitzvahs, they're Torah, but they're external Torah. And when a person does all the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs, as great as they are, they're just to prepare a person for a bigger olam haba when they're shayach to Torah. And the Gemara says it somewhere else. The Gemara says in Ksubis, the Gemara says, Zach Nehilagi Gemara. Whoever has the Or of Torah will get Tchias HaNesim. What's going on over here? Only Torah. Kevin Dechazin Mestayer. Reb Yochanan was Mestayer. Amar Lehem Rebbe. No, don't worry. There's still hope for Amaratzim. It sounds like Amaratzim can't have Olam Haba. What's going on over here? Because they're not learning Torah. Amar le Rebbe matzasi le takana. Amar Asim can get olam haba. How? To be dovek to talmidei chachamim. Vatem advegim Hashem elokechem chaim kuchem. V'chiyevsher lidvuki b'shchina. Can you be dovek in the shchina? Hashem's an eish oichla. Ela kol ameis zibito le talmid chacham. If an ama aretz marries off his daughter to a talmid chacham, does business oisuprachmati with the talmid chacham, is Mahana Talmidei Chachamim from his Nechasim, he gives to yeshivas and to Talmidei Chachamim that they should be able to steig in their learning. Mala Akasuv Kilu Madbik B'Shechina. It's like he's Davik in the Shechina and he gets Olam Haba. Why? Because he had a Shaychus with Torah. His daughter, his pride and joy, he gave her over to a Talmud Chacham. He supported a yeshiva. He did an investment with a Talmud Chacham because he's a Talmud Chacham. What's going on in this Gemara? Amoratzim don't have Olam Haba. The Gemara says in one place that Amoratzim are Mali Karimai. Marichagiga says they're Mali Karimai. They're filled like pomegranates with mitzvahs. The answer is that the Chaim, the real Olam Haba that we get, not the little kiddie pool, but the real Olam Haba is Torah. It's Torah for women. It's Torah for Amoratzim. And Kal v'chomer ben b'nei shel Kal v'chomer, it's the Gan Eden of the B'nai Torah, the Lomdei Torah. And the more a person makes it his chaim down here, the more a person pushes himself. When he's not down, as the Malam says, he's a machzik boy. The more he pushes himself down here, the bigger that chaim is in Olam Haba. The more he's a machzik ba, the more it's an Eitz Chaim. That's what it's called. It's a tree of life. Chaim heim lemoitz ehem. It's chaim to those who it comes out of their mouths, says the Gemara Yervin, who are more involved. Like the Ramchal says, who think about the sugya a little bit more, push themselves. Chaim heim lemoitz ehem. And says Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Avos, something amazing. The Mishnah in Perek Vav of Avos in the Brisa of Kinyan HaTorah tells us, G'dayla Torah shinosenes chayim le'oisa. Torah gives us chayim. What does this mean? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. Torah is chayim. Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. Torah brings us chayim. Kia Olam Yam Zoyev. The world, listen to the beautiful words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Nisanel, I see you. Listen to the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. You're going to love this. In Florida, Nisanel's hearing this. The heat of Florida is not as fiery as this Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. Ki Ha'olam Yam Zoyev. The world is like a storm. It's like a hurricane. The gull of Sarin and the waves are pounding. Boom, boom. Tidal waves. Lahadbiya. Bimitsoas hatayvas. To get us to drown in our tayvas. Achabali hi natzel. Someone who wants to save himself from his tayvas. Yechaz b'yetz achayim. He should grab onto the tree of life. It's the real cure. Whoever stays, just chills and stays out of the Torah world, he's like Purish Michayim. He's leaving life. And such a person, someone who learns Torah to stay away from bad, he writes. He's scared of all the temptations that are going on, and that's one of his motivations for fighting and doing so well in learning. He says, such a person, that's what it means, that for him it's an Eitz Chaim. He's using the Torah as oxygen. He's using the Torah for survival in his Ruchnias. And I'm going to tell you a beautiful Chiddush I had. And this is going to warm our hearts wherever we are, if we're in Mexico, if we're in Florida, if we're in Belgium, or even we have someone on from Germany, and the regular boring Americans, or the Pennsylvania Dickers, if there's any Pennsylvania Dickers, I don't know if you have the Haklata, if you guys can really, if your phones work over there. But wherever you are, listen to this beautiful Yisrael. We know that Yaakov Avinu mourned his son Yosef, for years. Suddenly, Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. And the brothers come back to Yosef. come back to Yaakov Avinu. The brothers come back and say that Yosef is alive in Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, Yaakov didn't believe them. Then the Pasuk says something very, very strange. The Pasuk says that Yaakov saw the wagons and his soul was revived. And he was revived and he believed that Yosef was alive. What are these wagons that Yaakov saw? Says Rashi that Yosef sent a sign to Yaakov that he should know that it's me, Yosef, I'm really alive in Mitzrayim. What was the sign? The wagons were the last sugya they were learning. Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, the whole sugya of Egla Arufa. So he brought Agalas, wagons, to show the Egla, the Egel, the calf, that will remind Yaakov, to show Yaakov, I'm still remembering the last sugya that we learned. Yaakov saw this, and he believed Yosef was alive. Now, the simple pshat over here is what? It's very simple. Is that this was a good trick. I mean, no one else would know that they were involved in the sugya of Egla Arufa. So it's a great sign. Ah, really, Yosef is in Mitzrayim. It's hard to believe, but, you know, he sent this incredible sign of Egla Arufa. No! Something deeper over here, Rav Osai. Something much deeper. I'm going to tell you. Earlier on in the Torah, when the brothers brought the bloody ketones, pasim, of Yosef in front of Yaakov Avinu, and they said, is this your son's coat? And the whole thing was a charade. But Yaakov said, Tarov Taraf Yosef. Yosef was eaten by an animal. And then Yaakov begins his process of avelos. Says the Targum Yonasan and the Targum Yerushalmi, that Yaakov did not see Yosef die. He had Ruach HaKodesh at that moment, and he said, Yosef was not eaten by a lion or a bear or a tiger. Yosef was not killed by a person. Yosef is going to have a nisayim from a beast, from an animal, from a woman, Ashes Potiphar. Boom! It comes out, according to the Targum, Why was Yaakov in Avelus for so long? What was going on? You'll excuse me for saying this. It's a very big chiddush. But it comes out that Yaakov's Avelus was because he was worried that Yosef died in Ruchnius. Not necessarily that it was alive or dead. What does that matter to Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov was building the Shiftei Kah. You think he cared whether Yosef was technically alive or not? He cared if he was linking and learning. If he was a Ben Torah and he saw that he's going to have a Nisayan and Eish HaSeish, Arias, iPhones, internet, you name it, being home all day with Corona. That's what he thought Yosef was going to have. And he was in Avelus. He said, my son will not make it. And then when the brothers come back and they say, Tata, Yosef's still alive, he didn't believe them because he knew that Yosef was going to have a Nisayon Arayos. Yosef was going to be stuck home with in this situation all day, Corona situation, home with Nisyonos, with internet, with his phone, or whatever it might be. Yosef was not in the base medrash. But you know what? When Yosef sent the sign, he said, Tati, I'm still holding in the same sugya. Here's the Egla Arufa. It's just like old times. Yaakov Avinu saw, you're still holding on to Torah. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. It's an Eitz Chaim by you. You're alive! You're well! You're Yosef! Tzadik Yisayin Olam! That's the only way to ensure anything in life. Is Amelus Batera. And it's funny, in Yeshiva I don't speak as much about it. You know why? Because Yeshiva is Amelus Batera. You don't have to speak so much about Torah when people are working and pounding the Gemaras like they've never done in their lives. They are being Amel Batera. But now's the time where we have to speak about it the most, because it's the middle of summer's month. vacation, and we're either holding on to the Torah like an Eitz Chaim, or we're drifting away. And all of us have opportunities. We have opportunities with our Rabbeim who are fighting to keep us in. We have opportunities with the Rosh Yeshiva who mamish took on, it looks like he opened up a whole campus. I don't know what's going on. I'm nervous that where's going to be Adar Shatara and Yerushalayim anymore. This looks too great. I don't know if anyone's going to come back. But the Rosh Yeshiva brought the yeshiva to your galus. The Rosh Yeshiva gave you the Beis Medrash. He's giving you the Rabbeim. It's all up to us, though. It's all up to us to make this our chaim, to make this our life. Whoever does it, he'll experience the chiyus. He'll experience being above. He'll experience the ability to control himself from all the narishkeit in the veldt and enjoy. Ki heim chayenu, v'oirech yameinu. And we shall be zeicha to give each other chizuk. It's not an easy time. It's not an easy time. But it's a time where we have to step up. We have to prove ourselves. We have to stop being babies. You read. Don't make your chavrusa read. You read. You'll be the Zoom reader, okay? Read. Be it. Take notes. Ask a kasha. Scream. Scream at your chavrusa. Scream at your Rebbe. Just scream. Chaim Eimu might say it. Get into it. Live it. I miss you guys. And you should all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time in Machane Talmud Torah. And whoever's not there should find the chiyus wherever they are. Ki chayim heim l'moitzeim, eitz chayim hi, l'macha zikim ba, we shall be zeicha to come back to Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu should remove this terrible magefa and have rachmim on achinu b'nei Beis Yisrael. And we should see Yeshua Gedayla and Mashiach Zidkenu Bekarov, b'mehir v'yameinu. All the best.